The New Orleans Saints are expected to sign veteran safety and New Orleans native Tyrann Mathieu. These are no longer the New Orleans Saints that you thought you knew. We got all that and a little bit of land yet for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome in to this Monday episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks as always, make it Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we are free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter. You can find me over at USA Today Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And today's episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by our friends over at Bet Online, where they have more odds, lines, and props than ever before. Go and check them out over at Bet Online, where the game starts. Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger watch. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. Tyrann Mathieu expected to be a New Orleans Saint. Now, the deal is not official at this time, but it is expected to be finalized over the next coming days. And this signing makes the New Orleans Saints a playoff, if not a potential championship contender. All right, but it does make them a playoff contender, right? Okay, let's hedge it a little bit. Let's not get too excited. But I am excited. I love this signing for the New Orleans Saints. I think this is an absolute home run for them. Their roster going into 2022 is better than their roster going into 2021. And the NFC conference going into 2022 is worse than it was going into 2021. So those two things work in the New Orleans Saints' favor. They are absolutely a playoff contender at this time. And they get not only somebody in Tyrann Mathieu that's going to be able to come in and produce on the field, three-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, all of that, but he's also going to be somebody that's going to be an emotional leader for this team. He makes this team better before they even hit the field. Now, I do want to take a moment to just say, and I want you to think about it with me, picture it with me, close your eyes, if you will, the next time that Tyrann Mathieu takes the NFL field or an NFL field, he very likely will be wearing black and gold or white and gold or white and black, whatever, right? He's going to be a New Orleans Saint. And that's just an incredible story. What a remarkable story. And so I love this signing for the Saints. Like I mentioned, I think this makes their roster better than it was last year. You think about the places where they were weak last year, right? Combine this signing with the draft class. Think about where they were weak last year and some of the free agency signings. Wide receiver. Okay, Michael Thomas is coming back. They drafted Chris Olave at 11. Okay, you're much better at wide receiver now than you were in 2021. I don't think anyone would argue that. And maybe they're not done at wide receiver either because Jarvis Landry's still out there. Don't forget that. Next up, you look at offensive line. What were the issues in the offensive line? Development, injuries, right? And I mentioned development because even outside the injuries, there was a drop-off. There was a little bit of a drop-off in terms of what the talent was like on the offensive line. We saw Ryan Ramczyk struggle. We saw struggles from Eric McCoy. We saw struggles from Cesar Ruiz continue. So I think that development was a big part of it too. So what did the Saints do about that? They go out, they bring in Matt Rhea, who lessened soft tissue injuries for Alabama by 50%. They bring in Doug Marrone, who's a fantastic developer of offensive line talent. And then they fill the hole after they lost Teron Armstead to the Miami Dolphins over the course of this offseason. They go out there at pick 19. They stand pat. They bring in Trevor Penning, University of Northern Iowa, the meanest man in the draft this year, and say, okay, there's your left tackle, more than likely. Then where else did they struggle on the offensive side? Tight end, right? Tight end, you're looking at time to help them there, right? Another year for Nick Vanette, the veteran, to be available for you, hopefully at the very beginning of the season this time. Another year for Adam Trautman, maybe lesser expectations for Adam Trautman, which I think will help. And then you've got guys like Juwan Johnson and then now Taysom Hill, who has been, you know, made to focus at that F move tight end spot. So I think that that helps you make tight end better by having Taysom Hill be that guy. Quarterback, right? Injuries, all of that. Again, Matt Rhea helps with some of that. But now you don't have a quarterback competition going into 2022. Everyone knows what's going on. Jameis Winston is your starter, period. The way it should have been all along, right? Dennis Allen, speaking post-draft with New Orleans media, quarterback wasn't a place that they felt that they needed to address. Why? Jameis Winston's in the building. On the defensive side, would you lose this offseason? Safety. Safety and safety, right? Losing Marcus Williams, signing with the Baltimore Ravens, Malcolm Jenkins retires. You bring in Marcus May, who Dennis Allen says they see more as a strong safety than a free safety, but maybe with this Tyrann Mathieu signing, they nudge Marcus May out to play that deep safety role that he played early in his career, or they're just going to play to the strengths of the safeties one way or another. It's split safety looks, things like that. And then you bring in Tyrann Mathieu, who is an excellent replacement for Malcolm Jenkins. He's a fantastic communicator. He's a remarkable leader, right? He's somebody that's going to be able to make plays for you on the field, but he's going to have an impact before this team even hits the field. We talked with Isaiah Stanback, Super Bowl champion, former NFL player, during the NFL draft, our 3 days of live coverage, which you can still find over at the Lockdown NFL YouTube page. So much fun. But we were talking about the New Orleans Saints, and one of the things that Isaiah said, and understandably so, was that after losing Drew Brees, this team didn't have a leader. I disagreed with that because I think just because the leader's not on the offensive side doesn't mean that the leader's not present, right? First of all, I think Jameis Winston doesn't get the credit that he deserves as a leader, the way that he brings everybody together. But you have to be at camp, you have to be at practice, really, to see that kind of stuff. But then you look over on the defensive side, and what did we talk about last year? A leader at all three levels. What do the Saints have this year? A leader at all three levels. Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, now Tyrann Mathieu, who will take the field in 2022 as a New Orleans Saint and help the New Orleans Saints roster in 2022 be better than it was in 2021 and allow this team to be a playoff contender right off the bat. Right off the bat. There's absolutely no question for me that this is now a playoff contender, especially now that you have what is a very complicated and complex defense, Dennis Allen's defense with all the disguising, everything that they do. Now that you have such a phenomenal communicator, one of the smartest players in football in Tyrann Mathieu, particularly over on the defensive side and at his position, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit for this defense, which was already a top five scoring defense each of the last two seasons. Dennis Allen went ahead and drafted offense with the first two selections of the NFL draft and then said, all right, y'all got what you needed. Give me my defense. This is what made Dennis Allen a front runner to be the head coach of the New Orleans Saints in the first place. And now he has all the pieces that he needs to prove that he deserved that opportunity. And that brings me to my next point, which we're going to get to here in just a second. These are not the New Orleans Saints that you're used to. And it's a good thing. I'll tell you why as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all the betting stats and sports info that you need. I don't know if you got the opportunity to get in on some of the over-unders in the NFL draft. If you took the under on any quarterbacks, I'm so sorry for you. Should have done it. The NFL didn't like the quarterback. But there was so much for you to get in on as well. You could still get in on futures within the division, futures within the conference, Super Bowl futures, post-year award futures. So much for you to check out. And that's just football, right? You still have the NBA playoffs going on. By the way, shout out Locked On Pelicans, Jake Madison, doing incredible work. You've got baseball underway, which we have Locked On shows for you on that as well. You have a ton that you can get in on. Maybe like esports, maybe like golf, maybe like MMA, boxing, UFC, all of it. All of that over at BetOnline, the number one place for you to get everything that you need in terms of sports wagering, information, sports betting, live betting, esports, and much more. So go check them out. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device so you can learn about all of the trends and action. It's BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thanks again, as always, for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Appreciate you being here with us. Okay. The New Orleans Saints of 2022 are not the New Orleans Saints that you are used to. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. This is a new regime, right? You still have a lot of the same people, right? Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, Gail Benson. Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Michael Parent and everybody. I get it. But there's so much in this coaching staff that is new. Doug Marrone, offensive line coach, wide receiver coach in Cody Burns. Right, you get the offensive assistant as well out of Bill Becknell that's come through, who's phenomenal. You've got a new head coach in Dennis Allen. You've got new offensive coordinator role for Pete Carmichael. You've got new defensive coordinators, co-defensive coordinators for Chris Richard and Ryan Nielsen. There's so much in terms of the new direction of this team, and it's a good thing. I'm not going to tell you that Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints beforehand needed to change. I don't agree with that. Sean Payton's a genius. The New Orleans Saints offense with Sean Payton was remarkable. They had a bad year last year, and it's unfortunate, but did it need to change? No, they were fine. They were fantastic. The thing about this shift, though, for the New Orleans Saints is that it's what's necessary right now with the new regime. The New Orleans Saints are a defensive team. Hello. Hi. The New Orleans Saints, defense, 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 defense. This is new. This is new. Since 2006, this has been one of the best offenses in the NFL because Sean Payton was an offensive genius, is an offensive genius. And I believe that when he coaches in the NFL again, as I expect that he'll probably do because he's too good, he'll do it again. And he'll be an offensive genius again. And ain't nobody going to want to play against him, right? But Dennis Allen is trying to make sure nobody wants to play against his team either. And he's doing it on the defensive side. It's a good thing. It's a good shift. Because if this team is able to build its identity around this defense that has gotten better and better and better and better since 2000, and let's say since 2016, right? They got better in 2017. They got better in 2018, on and on and on. Then no matter what happens over on the offensive side, they will stay in games. We saw that last year. This is a team that finished 9-8 when they probably shouldn't have had more than 6 wins, right? Just based upon all the injuries, right? They started a record number of 58 different starters in 2021. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. And then won 9 games and we're 1 San Francisco 49ers loss away from the playoffs. I think that the Saints change that they have made is a smart one. It's a good one. Because now you have the leeway to figure out the offense, right? Pete Carmichael coming in, being the full-time play caller for the first time. Now, that's not to say that he has no play calling experience. He called plays with Sean Payton. They did it. We've seen it happen. I mean, Pete Carmichael was the play caller in the 2012 season when the Saints just went off. And even before that, when Sean Payton wasn't able to be on the sideline with the ACL injury that he had. So I like where the New Orleans Saints are going. And here's the other big change. Here's the other big place where these are not the New Orleans Saints you're looking for, right? These are not the New Orleans Saints you're used to. What did everybody want them to do? Draft a wide receiver, draft an offensive tackle. What did they do in the draft? They drafted a wide receiver and they drafted an offensive tackle in the first round. What did everybody want them to do? Focus on premier positions with their top 100 selections. What did they do? They focused on premier positions with their top 100 selections in the 2022 NFL draft. Wide receiver, offensive tackle, cornerback. Over the course, since 2015, the Saints, before this year, had 21 top 100 selections. They used 10, less than 50% at premier positions. Quarterback, offensive tackle, wide receiver, cornerback, and edge rusher. 10, less than 50% of their top 100 selections with the premier positions. This year, 100%. 100%. Hell, they even technically invested 98 there too. You can call it 4 of 4 because they traded 98 in order to get up and select Chris Olave. What did people want the New Orleans Saints to do this offseason? Sign Tyrann Mathieu. What's it look like they're about to do? Sign Tyrann Mathieu. The New Orleans Saints get a lot of grief. They get a lot of grief over the course of the offseason for not pulling off the big signings, for always being right there, for being used as leverage so that a player can get a better contract somewhere else. Look at Marquez Valdez-Scantling this offseason. Look at Odell Beckham Jr. going to the Rams, and the Rams came in at the last second. No, the Saints were my choice until the Rams showed up. Whatever. Same thing with Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Oh, the Saints were my choice until the Chiefs showed up. Okay, sure. Whatever you say, buddy. Now, the New Orleans Saints, all those things that they set out to do, they're doing them. They're happening. And I don't think they're done. I don't think that they're done. If you listen to Mickey Loomis, he said that they are excited about being able to go after some of the free agents that are available in late free agency. He didn't make that one thing. He did make one must, which was safety. So he told you, he didn't say safety, but you know, he was like, y'all know. Y'all can guess what it is. I'll tell y'all, Goatee Loomis is a whole other level. He made it apparent that they had one other must left on the roster. They've addressed that today, as reports are stating that the Saints are expected to sign Tyrann Mathieu. But are they done? No. I don't think so. Let's talk about some of the other late free agents like Tyrann Mathieu that the Saints could bring in and how Tyrann Mathieu could be a big part about luring one of them in particular. We got that coming up for you as we continue on and wrap up today's episode of Locked On Saints. And hey, summer's coming. That means training camp is on the way. That means mini camps are on the way, rookie minis, all of that, right? There's still so much to talk about when it comes to the NFL season. But also, you're going to want to make sure that you're getting some food on the go, because you're going to be spending a lot of time outside, right? So let me help you out and tell you about Built Bars. Best tasty protein bars on the market, covered in 100% chocolate, phenomenal flavors. Mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, coconut almond, cookies and cream, salted caramel, cherry barcia. These things probably sound like they're loaded with sugar. Here's the real deal. Just about 17, 18 grams of protein, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. They're perfect. These are the perfect protein bars. And on top of that, most Built Bars only contain 130 calories. Compare that to a candy bar like 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. You don't need any of that. You need Built Bars. Go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15, L-O-C-K-E-D-1-5. It's going to give you 15% off of your next order. Doesn't matter if it's your first one or your next one. You're going to get 15% off with the promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com. Let's get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints. New Orleans Saints expected to sign veteran safety Tyrann Mathieu. Game-changing signing for the New Orleans Saints. And they might not be done. They might not be done. Remember, the compensatory period has now, or will, come to a close later today, 4 p.m. Eastern time. What does that mean? You know how sometimes a player gets signed to a team, and then the team that lost that player will get a compensatory selection in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounds? That ends the day or the Monday after the NFL draft, effectively. So when we get to 4 p.m. Eastern time today, you might hear some signings that get finalized. This is one of the reasons probably why you're hearing a lot of folks say, hey, the signing with Tyrann Mathieu is expected, but it's not official yet. Tyrann Mathieu ain't trying to do Kansas City any favors. They broke his heart by not offering him a contract. Now he's going to be a New Orleans Saint, but he's not trying to give Kansas City a compensatory selection, right? So he can wait and then sign. You're going to see that with a few others, because listen to some of these names that are out on the free agency market right now. Wide receivers, T.Y. Hilton, Julio Jones, Jarvis Landry, defensive end, Melvin Ingram, tight end, Rob Gronkowski, another wide receiver, Odell Beckham Jr., Dwayne Brown, the offensive lineman from Seattle. You've got some other defensive linemen, and Jadeveon Clowney and Akeem Hicks. These are some big names that are still out on the market, and they're veterans. Like, they know how to play the game. They know how to play the game. And that's exactly what they're doing. And it's smart because, A, you don't help the other team out, right? The team that didn't bring you back. You ain't helping them out with compensatory selections, all that stuff. You're not going after the biggest contract in the world. Otherwise, you would have tried to sign very, very early. And you basically get to a point to where you can now pick the team that you know you have a role with, as opposed to signing before free agency and then having that role get filled by a rookie. So, are the Saints done now that they have Tyrann Mathieu? I don't necessarily think so. Again, if you listen to Mickey Loomis, he talked about veteran free agents that are still out there. And we've seen the Saints do this year after year after year, right? They bring in, you know, 5 or 6 linebackers, 7 or 8 veteran running backs and all that, which is a spot that I think that they should still look to figure out, right? That they should still look for help. They need it over on the offensive side, especially depending upon what it is exactly that happens with Alvin Kamara. So let's look at some of the names that are still on the board right now when it comes to players that the New Orleans Saints could pursue. And I want to start off with one that Tyrann Mathieu probably going to be able to help with a little bit. So we talked about the New Orleans Saints roster in 2022 being better than the roster in 2021, right? And a big part of that is the wide receiver room. Bringing back Michael Thomas, adding Chris Olave. You've got Deontay Hardy back. He signed his restricted free agent tender. Cool. You're in a really good place there. You got Marquez Callaway, who's continuing to develop. You've got Tre'Quan Smith back, who's a really great role player for you. Phenomenal blocker. All those things that get you out on the field, right? But he's not going to be a top wide receiver by any means. So could the New Orleans Saints look to still add another wide receiver to this group? Yeah. Yeah, they could. And in fact, they should. And his name's Jarvis Landry. Okay. The Saints have already brought in Jarvis Landry for a visit. So those conversations have been ongoing. Jarvis Landry immediately took to Twitter to congratulate Tyrann Mathieu when the news broke that he was expected to sign in New Orleans. I wouldn't be surprised if Tyrann Mathieu was almost immediately on the phone, if not already on the phone, with Jarvis Landry saying, hey, come get a ring. Come hang out. Come get this reunion. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised with that at all. So I think that the Saints, even though they drafted Chris Olave, should still look to land Jarvis Landry. And I think they have a chance to do it, especially with this Tyrann Mathieu signing, because now you have sort of that pull. You have that guy that can sell the team for you. And you have now no holes on your team. Maybe a tight end, right? But you're building up pass catchers. That helps you, right? Whether you're doing it wide receiver or tight end. So I look at Jarvis Landry as kind of the number one guy to pay attention to. Another name to watch that would be a little bit of a reunion and would surprise me. It would absolutely surprise me, but it has been long enough. Akeem Hicks, the interior defensive lineman, formerly of the New Orleans Saints, formerly of the Chicago Bears. He's currently on the market. He hasn't been in a rush to sign anywhere. There's a need there, right? Interior defensive line. Yes, they've got Shai Tuttle. Yes, they drafted Jordan Jackson from Air Force, who I think is a good defensive tackle, but he might need some time to develop coming from the Air Force and all that, like Mountain West. Yeah, you know, a little bit of competition step up going into the NFL. I think that's fair to say. So I think giving him time is important. So you get a one-year deal with Akeem Hicks, bring him back to New Orleans. I would like that. He's strange, but I would like it. I think that would be a good spot for him to land. Now, I know that there's a whole lot of history between the New Orleans Saints and Akeem Hicks, so I'm not going to hold my breath about that. Like I said, I'd be a little surprised around that idea, but still an option. Running back that the New Orleans Saints could go after. What about a little reunion? Quick reunion with Latavius Murray. The Saints have done this kind of thing before, right? To where they've moved on from somebody, but then they've been able to bring them back and like get them back into the building. Think Jonathan Williams a few years ago. So I think Latavius Murray would be a good piece to add back. I think a guy like maybe Sony Michel would be a really good addition to bring back for the New Orleans Saints as well. So there's a lot of opportunity here for the Saints to be able to add more pieces to their offense, add more pieces to the defense, build off of the remaining free agents, and expect to see some players cut too. I mean, they brought in a class of 17 undrafted free agents, including the best name in the NFL draft in Smoke Monday, who we're going to talk more about on Tuesday. See what I did there? Because we're going to talk about the undrafted free agent class, which ones have the best opportunity to make the roster in 2022. And we're going to break down the DeMarco Jackson and Jordan Jackson draft picks as well. So we got a whole bunch that we're going to be able to go through over the course of this week. You won't want to miss an episode here on Locked On Saints, because these are not the New Orleans Saints that you're used to. This New Orleans Saints team in 2022 is better. It's different. It's a defensive team, and it's a team that's making moves, and you don't want to miss any of those moves. So keep it locked right here on Locked On Saints. I appreciate y'all as always making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget to go and check out Locked On NFL. Okay. Everything you need to know around the league in less than 30 minutes. I co-host with Luke Braun on Tuesdays. Come through for Tuesday, at least. So go and check out everything going on league-wide with a local perspective. The people that actually cover the teams that we're talking about. Go and check it out for your second listen today. I appreciate you as always making me a part of your day, making me a part of your routine. Make sure for everything else you need around your New Orleans Saints in between these episodes that you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. Trust you, that nation. I'll holla at you.